Hello there,
Love
listeners.
Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is Selena Olivia, president of Urban Glory Campaign. It's so great to know that you are on the other side of our studio listening in to our broadcast tonight, Faith Class Radio. We are appreciative to our listeners. We've had quite a response just in the last little bit over a week now, and we're excited about the growth of this organization and the outreach that we have through radio. Those of you who missed the call tonight, the call for ministry leaders, don't worry. Go to our website, go to urbanglorycampaigns.webs.com. To your right, you will see a logo, an icon that says the call. And click on that, register, and you will get special information Friday tomorrow. So go to the website now, write it down, urbanglorycampaigns.webs.com. Click on the icon that says the call. Register, do a brief registration, and you will get special information from us and immediately placed on our mailing list for ministry information. As many of you know, Reverend Breland has been in ministry for many years now, well over 20 years. It's actually this year, it is 25, so we'll be celebrating in December. You'll hear more about that. Also, whenever you need prayer, you need to hear from the Lord, you need someone to agree with you 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can call our prayer center. Go to the same website that I mentioned just moments ago. Our prayer center information is there, and there is someone on the other line waiting for you. We also have coming up in 2013 two major events. One is called the Conclave for Ministers, and one is Antioch Bible Conclave, Bible Conference. Antioch Bible Conference is for everyone. It is a conference that is inclusive of Bible teaching, ministry teaching, business, and even music. So music ministers, maybe you know that is my passion, apostles, teachers, preachers, bishops, overseers, pastors, evangelists, prophets, administrators, anybody in ministry leadership you want to be in that conference, as well as the conclave. The NBC conference is in June. The conclave will be in October. And you will receive information very soon concerning registration and the dates and the venues, and you want to register as soon as you get that information. You want to register so that you can get the registration packet, get information on the conferences. We have some great things planned for the community of Urban Glory in 2013. So you want to stay tuned. You want to tune in every week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Faith Class Radio. And Faith Class is not just on Blog Talk Radio, but Faith Class will be on various forms of social network. Right now it's on Facebook as well and on Blog Talk Radio for streaming radio. We'll also have Faith Class, we'll extend it to MySpace. We'll also have it, we're looking to have it on Pinterest as well. So keep your eyes, ears open to what we have in store for you. And always remember that with Urban Glory, you can experience the glory, and it is the will of God that the glory of God be spread throughout the earth and that his kingdom would be on earth as it is in heaven, as Jesus prayed. And that we would be one as he and the Father are one, as Jesus prayed as well in John 17. So God bless you tonight. That's it from my part. Give us one moment, and Reverend Breland will be on briefly to speak to you tonight with a very dynamic teaching message. You know, he always comes with it strong because he loves the Lord and he has a heart full of the Word. Years of study, studies daily, more hours than I've seen most preachers study. And it is something to see and something to hear, as you know already. So I'm going to get out the way. Stay tuned. Real quick, text, tweet, Facebook message, post on Pinterest, post on SpringPad. Many of you may not even know about SpringPad, but we'll be coming out with an ebook concerning SpringPad and how it can help your church and team. So you want to stay tuned for that. Go on any of these sites and just tweet, text, post that you are listening to Faith Class Radio with Reverend LaVon Breland, and they want to tune in. They cannot make it to the live airing. They can listen archived at the website, and on all of our sites, you will actually have access to the link to listen to the archive. Twitter, Facebook, our main page as well. We'll have the link to listen back to the archive. So you always have access to hundreds of hours of teaching, speaking, various interviews, and information that we've extended to you on the radio broadcast. So you want to take advantage of that. This is free material. There's no cost to you. You can stream it live, stream it archived on your computer at your convenience at any time of the day, at 12 a.m., 3 a.m., 6 p.m., any time of the day you can stream this and be blessed by the word of the Lord and allow it to empower your life. And it's Bible teaching that is applicable. You can apply what you hear on this broadcast to your life. We've had many testimonials from people of different ages, backgrounds, ethnicities that have heard the word of the Lord, had healings happen, family members coming back to the Lord, relationships mended, and all kinds of great testimonies because of the glory of God that is in measure expressed through this ministry. So stay tuned, and I will get out the way, and Reverend Breland is coming. Reverend Breland.
Amen. Well, good evening. This is LaVon Breland, founder of Urban Glory Campaign and host of the Faith Class. Thank you for listening to tonight. Let's get your Bibles out. We're going to be going to various scriptures. I'm going to begin a new teaching. Hopefully we'll be able to just open it up, and then maybe sometime later next year we'll get into it a little more. All right. Well, if you're listening by Internet, you need to get off the Internet for some reason. You can dial always in 347-237-5424. Again, that's 347-237-5424. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, and praise you for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad. We thank you for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. It is the authority of your word that gives me confidence to make boldly known the mysteries of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I do lean and depend on the Holy Spirit as educator and guide to give clear articulation of speech and deliberation of thought. Holy Spirit, I say, have your way. Do what only you can do. Anoint the people's ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. And Father, in everything that shall be accomplished and revealed, you be glorified in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I have a rather long title today, but it's a lot more simplified than it sounds, and it's entitled The Psychology and Theology of Biblical Prosperity. The Psychology and Theology of Biblical Prosperity. Luke chapter 6. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of the bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh unto me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you unto whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat whelmingly upon upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth it not is like a man that is without the foundation of built of the house upon the earth, against which the streams did beat it vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Our intent for this teaching means everything in the sight of God, and in the sight of God. And as we explore principles based on faith that is ascribed to the teachings of Christ, we will unfold promises of the divine provision that God validates as our assurance in carrying out the plans he has for our lives. Whenever we exegete a parable, we have to remember that the Lord Jesus often, when speaking things, spoke in riddles and rhymes to provoke the mind to further examine the meaning behind the scenario voiced. Here, the parable of the two foundations suggests that the condition of the heart, which is the core of our understanding, will predicate its strength on the foundation of truths that empower it. By the prompting of the Spirit, as it pertains to the focus on finances, we must empower two essential foundations, our psychology and our theology, to attain the provision that God has clearly ordained for everyone that is submitted to his plan, purposes, passions, patterns, and pursuits. He, Father God, in heaven, has predestined wealth for our lives, but we must go about it in lines with the Word of God. There have been many attempts to enter into the gateway of divine prosperity, and there still will be few that find it. Despite the attempts to truly indulge in the wealth of divine mind, mentality, and mechanisms in Christ pertaining to the revelatory light of God's prosperous heart, God yet prospers his people. Divine provision is an essential mark, means, and the making of our Christian experience. When anyone has no assurance on whether or not God will provide for them personally, their faith is ultimately challenged. No sermon spoken conquers the fears of a God not coming through for the person individual's necessities. And despite our pleading people to trust God, trust never occurs until he provides his blessed assurance. And the church said, amen. Amen. And so this is, in actuality, divine provision explained. Biblical prosperity is a reflection of the revelation we have of our covenant with God. And many times we fail to make a healthy connection to divine principles due to the lack of intimacy that is ascribed to the covenant of provision that God has ordained for the life of the believer. And it is only when we examine intently the passages of the Holy Writ and his intelligent spirit to instruct us on our willingness to interact with God to see how his grace unfolds wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for the wealth needed to exist in the kingdom of God, will we understand these facets of prosperity. The next lesson, next portions of the lessons will unlock realms of wealth. God's purpose in the path of the believer is to prosper his people. And by examining the foundations of psychology and theology as a means to navigate our further prosperous end, it will help us understand what it means to have true prosperity. Let's begin by giving definitions on psychology and theology with a practical application as to how they both pertain to the plan of divine prosperity. Psychology gives us principles and insights through research on how we come up with our attitudes, behaviors, and convictions through dissecting the processes of the mind to unfold the mentality of state. Psychology as a biblical foundation helps us maintain our discipleship cognitively, instinctively, which translates the focus to maintain a life that pleases God. Psychology in the lens of Christianity, when learned, will distinguish what the difference is between the voice of God and the voice of our subconscious. Psychology motivates the person to achieve introspection, which also gives God an avenue to empower the mind of the believer through sacred acts of humility and repentance. Now, when we understand psychology, then we can kind of form a concept around theology, which means the study of God. It is a system of study established to clarify the dynamics of faith in and toward God by examining absolute truths, our belief system, and cultural worship practices that identifies a person's spiritual state. Theology as a biblical foundation helps us rely on the promise and the power and the plan of God for our lives, for attaining revelation in life for God spiritually. Theology establishes a process of empowering faith to take place in our lives, to see the things of God as reality in our lives. And theology is developed to be enhanced and spiritual intimacy and devotion toward the things of God. When we begin to learn these dynamics of theology and psychology, then we can get an understanding on biblical prosperity. Now, God has blessed us in this unit to understand that wealth is activated in the realm of divine wisdom. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. Anything that is established in the heart of God for his people will come out of the wisdom, for wisdom helps us appropriate knowledge to properly execute the plan God has. It reveals patterns through circumstances and challenges us to become more accustomed to the ways of God. As we further examine and express this point, let's keep in mind that provision is a result of being in conjunction with the vision God has predestined for us. So the more we set our hearts to acquaint ourselves with the ways of God, we will receive the insight to expand and impact the God of provision. In order to prosper by God's means, you must rely on God's method of navigation, which is his wisdom. And let's examine some scriptures to give us the psychology and the theology of God through wisdom. And of course, when we talk about wealth, I want you to understand that wealth begins with a mentality, and it's manifested through time of discipline in our actions and our stewardship toward God and toward the things that God has blessed us with. So it's an attitude, and that's why we look to wisdom as a navigation for wealth. Biblical wealth is attaining a state of abundance where necessities are met by divine reserves that keeps the believer in a state of peace, where the heart is freely apt to give because of the overflow of grace given them by God to attain such a prosperous state. Number one, wisdom is God's power. It's his potent principle to empower the means to manifest his intent in our reality. Proverbs 4:5-9 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and she shall bring thee honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give thine a head or an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Wisdom is God's power. It's its potent principle to empower the means to manifest his intent in our reality. Ephesians 3:7-19 says, wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of grace given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am the least of the saints, is given this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which is from the beginning of the world, which has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto principalities and power in heavenly places might be made known by the church manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he has purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not, and my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom whole family in heaven and the earth is named, that he would grant unto you the riches of his glory, and to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. Why? Because he has made known in heavenly places that to the church the manifold wisdom of God. Secondly, wisdom is the gateway to the God kind of life. For wisdom teaches you how to make every moment achieve an attendant goal. Of course, you know, Proverbs 9:9-11 says, give instructions to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in the learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of the earth shall be increased. The wisdom of God is the gateway to the God kind of life, for wisdom teaches us how to make every moment achieve an attended goal. 1 Corinthians 2:2-12 says, for I am determined not to know anything that is among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified, which I was with you in weakness and in fear and in as much trembling and in much speech and much preaching, was not by the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power, glory to God, of God. Howbeit we speak of wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not a wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that could come to naught. But we speak the wisdom that of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of the world knew, for if they knew, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of the man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but by the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God. Thirdly, wisdom from God unlocks the treasures found in the knowledge of God, and it decodes mysteries of the voice of God. For wisdom must be searched out in order to reap its benefits. Proverbs 15:28-33 says, the heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poured out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. A good report maketh bones fat. The ear heareth the reproof of the life and abideth among the wise. He that refuses instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof giveth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. The scripture also tells us in James 1:3-8, that knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth it liberally to all men, and upbraideth it not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, not waver, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven and with the winds and tossed. For let that man not think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Fourthly, wisdom teaches us to have a high expectation and to focus our reliance upon God to grace us to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding needed to achieve his plans for our lives. In Proverbs 24:1-7, it says, be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge it shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge, increase of strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and the multitude of counselors there are safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. these scriptures helps us. And also Ephesians 1, 15 through 19 says, wherefore I also, after having heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love to all the saints, cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory to the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to that working of his mighty power. Fifthly and finally, wisdom reveals the wealth that God that is found in the absolute authority of the written word of God. For when the understanding of the word is discovered, the dependence upon the Spirit of God to develop the leader within will awaken an avenue of God's provision. See, this is what true biblical prosperity is about. It's about unveiling the wisdom of God, which opens up the mentality of wealth. Colossians 3:16 through 17 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. It also says in Proverbs 1:2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding. Is the perceived words of understanding. Proverbs 1:5-7, it says, a wise man